All right, get ready, everyone. Today's deep dive takes us into the world of love, marriage, and contracts. You know, where like the heart and the law collide.
Yeah, it's interesting, right? We think about marriage as like all about trust and commitment and all that.
Right.
But then like, what about when things get real, when there's serious money involved, you know?
Yeah, exactly. And that's exactly what Borelli v. Brousseau is all about. It's a California case that really shook things up in family law.
Yeah, it really throws a wrench in things, you know, like, can spouses actually, like, make binding contracts with each other? Or is marriage, like, something different?
Totally. So, okay, let's get into it. We've got Hildegard and Michael Borelli. They got married back in 1980.
Okay.
And get this, they signed a prenup, like, the day before the wedding.
Oh, wow. Okay. Right from the start.
Right. So that tells you something right there.
It does, yeah.
Now, fast forward, almost a decade later, Michael has a really bad stroke.
Oh, no.
In 1988. And of course, he wants to stay out of a nursing home.
Yeah, right? Yeah, makes sense.
So Hildegard says, you know, I'll take care of you at home. But here's where it gets interesting.
Okay.
They make this this oral agreement. She'll care for him. And in exchange, he's going to leave her some specific properties in his will.
Okay, so like a you take care of me, I'll take care of you kind of deal.
Yeah, exactly. But as we'll see, it's not so simple.
Right.
So Michael passes away in 89.
Okay.
You'd think, okay, Hildegard's going to get her inheritance right. Wrong.
Oh.
The will leaves her a measly $100,000 and their house. That's it.
Oh, wow. So not what she was expecting at all.
Not even close.
Yeah.
And the rest, the bulk of his estate, it goes to his daughter, Grace Brousseau, from a previous marriage.
So that's where the conflict comes in.
Exactly. So Hildegard's not having it. She's like, hold on, we had a deal. She sues Grace, who's the executor of the will, to enforce their agreement. She wants what's called specific performance.
Specific performance, okay.
Meaning Grace has to actually hand over those properties.
Makes sense.
Seems straightforward, right?
Hmm.
But the trial court, they dismiss her case.
What? Why?
They said the agreement lacked consideration.
Consideration?
And get this, violated public policy.
Whoa, hold on. Consideration? I mean, that's like contract law 101. You need that for a contract to be valid. So what? Her caring for him wasn't enough?
Well, that's what the court said. They said caring for your spouse, that's like an existing marital duty. She wasn't bringing anything new to the table.
Huh. So it's like you can't just like promise to pay your spouse to cook dinner. It's already part of the deal.
Okay. That's their logic, yeah. Taking care of your sick spouse, that's like part of the marriage contract, the unwritten one.
Okay, so that's the consideration issue. But what about the public policy thing? What's that all about?
Right, right. Well, that's where things get even more interesting.
Okay, I'm listening. So the court was basically like super worried, you know, like if every time a spouse took care of the other, it could turn into like a contract, it would be chaos.
Right. I mean, imagine like people taking advantage of someone being sick to get more money.
Exactly. That's like totally not what marriage is about, you know.
It kind of takes all the like the love and selflessness out of it. Turns it into a business deal.
Right, exactly. And that's what they were worried about, like making marriage just about, you know, who gets what in the end.
But, okay, this is where I get a little stuck. Like, what if Hildegard had to quit her job to care for Michael? Or, like, she was doing way more than, you know, just basic care.
Yeah, that's a really good point. And that's actually like where the dissenting opinion comes in.
Oh, right, right. I forgot this went to appeals.
Yeah, so the California Court of Appeal, they agreed with the trial court.
So they also said no consideration, violates public policy, the whole thing.
Basically, yeah. But one of the judges, they disagreed. And they had like a really different perspective on it all.
A dissenting opinion. Those are always interesting. So what did this judge say?
Well, this judge was like, hold on, modern marriages, they're not like the old days. Like, people have prenups, postnups, all sorts of agreements about money.
Yeah, that's true. So why should an agreement about caregiving be any different?
Exactly. And the dissenting judge said, you know, courts can figure out if there's any fraud going on. They don't need to just throw out all these types of agreements altogether.
So instead of, like, a blanket rule, this judge was saying, look at each case individually.
Exactly, exactly. Be more nuanced about it. And they even said, you know, the majority opinion is kind of stuck in the past. Like, marriage has changed.
I mean, it's true. Couples can sue each other for other things, like breaking a contract or even if one hurts the other, you know, like a tort.
Right. So why should this type of agreement, especially when it involves, like, so much money, be treated any differently.
Makes you think, doesn't it?
Yeah, it really does. It's like, on the one hand, you have this idea of marriage as this, like, sacred thing.
Right.
And then on the other, you have people wanting to, like, protect themselves, you know, have clear agreements, especially these days.
And it makes sense, right? People get married later. Maybe they have kids from other relationships, more assets.
Totally. And it's not about, like, not loving your spouse. It's about making sure everyone's taken care of.
Right. Being responsible.
Exactly. So Borelli, it's not just about this one couple and their broken promise.
It's bigger than that.
Way bigger. It's about, like, what does it even mean to be married, legally speaking? And how do those laws keep up with, you know, how relationships are changing?
So, okay, after all this, should we all be running out to get, like, everything in writing, every promise from our spouses?
Well, I don't know about everything, but Borelli does show us, you know, a few important things. Like, first of all, communication is key.
Yeah, definitely.
And when it comes to big decisions like caregiving or inheritance, writing things down, that's, like, essential.
Because even though oral agreements can, like, technically be enforceable,
it's really hard to prove them.
Especially if someone's passed away, like in this case.
Exactly. But, okay, even with a written agreement, it's not, like, a guarantee. Courts are still going to look at it closely.
Right, to make sure it's not just, like, buying and selling love.
Exactly. So what other options do couples have, you know, if they want to make sure things are taken care of?
Yeah. What can you do besides a contract?
So there are other tools, you know, other legal things that might work better, like community property rights.
Oh, right. So instead of a separate contract, you just make sure the assets, you know, are owned in a way that works for both of them.
Exactly. So if one spouse needs care, it's already, like, built into how their stuff is owned.
Smart. And what about a trust? That's something I've heard of, but I don't really understand.
Oh, trusts are really useful. Basically, you put your assets into this thing, a trust, and someone else manages it for, like, the benefit of someone you choose.
So, like, a husband could set up a trust for his wife, and it would, like, take care of her if he got sick, even if she wasn't, like, specifically being paid to care for him.
Exactly. It avoids that whole consideration problem that Hildegard had.
Wow. Okay, that's really interesting. It seems like you really need a good lawyer for all this, someone who knows all this stuff.
Oh, for sure. Estate planning, that's key here.
So, just to be clear, even though Borelli was a while ago, it's still relevant today.
Oh, absolutely. It's like a classic case. It shows this, like, fundamental tension that still exists
between, like, keeping marriage special and also acknowledging that people have individual rights.
Exactly. And think about how much has changed even in the last, like, 10 years. Same-sex marriage, blended families, people living longer.
Right. It's a whole different world.
It is. And Borelli is still, like, the case everyone talks about when this stuff comes up.
It's like a warning, right?
Yeah, like, be careful about oral agreements. Make sure you get good legal advice.
Don't just assume things will work out.
Right. Be proactive. This has been a really great discussion, you know? I'm even thinking about, like, talking to my own partner about some of this.
Me too. Before we wrap up, I'm curious, do you think the law will change on this? Like, about these spousal agreements?
That's the big question, isn't it? I mean, that dissenting judge, they definitely laid out a different way of thinking about it.
Yeah, like, more modern, more about individual choices.
Exactly. So maybe courts will start, you know, being more open to enforcing these types of agreements.
Especially as, like, societal views change.
Right. We might even see new laws about this. Who knows?
Okay, so definitely something to keep an eye on.
Absolutely.
Well, this has been amazing. Really makes you think about a lot of things.
Yeah, it does. It's not just about the law. It's about, like, life, you know?
Totally. All right. Well, thanks for joining us for this deep dive into Borelli v. Brousseau. We'll see you next time for another one. So we're back, diving deeper into Borelli v. Brousseau. And, you know, it's really hit me that this isn't just about one couple's fight.
Yeah, no, it's way bigger. It's like a roadmap of challenges, especially for family lawyers. Like, how does the law keep up with how marriage is changing?
It's interesting, right? At first glance, it's like, oh, a contract case. But it's not.
Right. It cuts deep. Like, what even is marriage legally? How much freedom do people have? Like, how do we balance that with, like, the idea of marriage being built on love, not contracts?
Totally. So for the lawyers and law students listening, what should they take away from Borelli?
Okay, first big thing, talking to your clients. Like, really talking. If a couple's thinking about an agreement, especially about caregiving, inheritance, you gotta lay it all out.
Yeah, make sure they get what they're getting into, right?
Exactly. No surprises later. And that leads to the second thing, get it in writing. Borelli shows what happens when it's just like, he said, she said.
Right. Oral agreements are risky.
Super risky. Especially like someone dies, you can't ask them what they meant, right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
But even a written agreement, it's not foolproof, is it?
Nope. Not with spouses. Courts are going to be like extra careful.
Makes sense. So what's the third takeaway?
Know your stuff. As a lawyer, you ought to be a family law expert. Spousal contracts, community property, wills, trusts, the whole nine yards.
It's specialized, right? You can't just like wing it.
No way. And you need to like understand people. This isn't just about the law. It's about families.
That's what I was thinking. Like you need both the legal brains and a heart.
Totally. Borelli shows us that, you know? What looks like a contract fight is really about love, commitment, what it means to be a family. It's deep.
It really is. I feel like this deep dive has taken us beyond the law books.
Yeah, that's what makes these cases so interesting. And the conversation keeps going, right?
Yeah.
As society changes, we'll see more cases like Borelli.
Pushing the boundaries, making us rethink things.
Exactly. So lawyers, we got to stay sharp, keep learning.
Yeah, be ready for whatever comes next.
That's the key. Help our clients through this stuff. Make sure their choices are protected, you know, that their relationships are honored, legally speaking.
This deep dive into Borelli has been, well, I'll be honest, life-changing. It's made me think about things in a whole new way.
Me too, for sure. It's not just a case. It's a reflection of us, you know, how we live, love, and, yeah, deal with the legal stuff that comes with it.
Really powerful stuff. Thanks to everyone for joining us on this deep dive. We'll see you next time for another exploration of the law.